Let's go now to the infamous Rivers of Grog in Alice Springs, which we've talked about on this program many times, and those Rivers of Grog continue to flow as strongly as ever. As the NT prepares to go to the polls in August, the debate over the alcohol problem in Alice Springs is heating up again. This week, there are claims that two of the pubs in Alice Springs are in the top five in Australia in terms of sales of Foster's products. This news came as the Northern Territory Police Association joined the ever-growing calls for an independent review into sales of alcohol in this town of 25,000 people. Dr. John Boffa from the People's Alcohol Action Coalition has been a long-time campaigner in the bid to turn off the grog tap in the town. He joins us from Alice Springs again. John Boffa, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
John Boffa, how accurate are these claims about the volume of grog sales at a couple of the pubs in Alice Springs?
Well, look, this has been reported to us too. We have no way of independently verifying it, which is why I think Pastor Basil is saying we need a royal commission. But what we do know is that these two outlets have refused to join in the, if you like, the self-regulation effort from the local outlets in Alice Springs in terms of an alcohol floor price. They continue to sell the cheapest grog on the market, which is 2-litre cask wine. And I think it just demonstrates that when it comes to big profit-making industries like the alcohol industry, self-regulation will not work. We need a legislated floor price across the Northern Territory, particularly in Alice Springs, but we basically need that policy across the whole nation.
Self-regulation perhaps works if there's public opinion behind it. I mean, the supermarkets, we've talked about this before with you, the supermarkets in Alice Springs have introduced a floor price for booze. That was public sentiment, I think, that got them there. So it's worked in that degree. Why are the pubs not willing to do the same?
Well, I think the pubs, if you like, for years believed that the supermarkets had the upper hand over them, and I think they think it's now payback for them. They're not thinking about the impact on the community, they're thinking about their profits. And even though we commend the supermarkets for the action they've taken, the floor price that's been introduced is now around a dollar per standard drink. It's not where it should be. We think it should be at the price of beer, which is about $1.30 a standard drink, and it's got higher. This is the price that Scotland are introducing. This is and there's been more evidence and research come to light. You know, even in the last 6 months, there's a new study just published from British Columbia in Canada showing that for every 10% increase in the floor price of alcohol, you achieve a 4% reduction in consumption. That's what's been happening here in Alice Springs. But unfortunately, we still only have an effective floor price of 80 cents a standard drink, which is nowhere near enough.
And politicians and political parties aren't convinced? They're refusing to legislate this?
Yeah, they're refusing to legislate it. I think it'd be difficult for anyone not to be convinced by the weight of evidence, which is overwhelming. I think what happens, as we've heard from the police association, vested interests, which are powerful, influence political decision-making. So we're not getting rational decision-making here. We're getting decision-making influenced by vested interests.
Tell us a bit more about the research out of Canada on a floor price, out of British Columbia you mentioned there. How long did that study, how long was that study, what time frame was it over?
Well, they've had places like Saskatchewan and other parts in British Columbia have had mandated floor prices for over 20 years, and the studies looked at the impact of that over 20 years. Importantly, it's produced very strong evidence that hazardous or the problem drinkers, the people that drink the most alcohol, seek out the most inexpensive alcohol in order to maximise their alcohol intake per dollar spent. That's our experience here as well. It's the experience in this study in British Columbia. It's the experience all over the world where it's been studied. All people of all racial groups, of all cultures, in all countries, the heaviest drinkers seek out and find the cheapest grog, which is why a floor price is a very effective, it's a population strategy, but it targets the heaviest drinkers and it does not affect people that do not have a serious alcohol problem. So it's a very effective strategy, but unfortunately, in spite of the overwhelming evidence of harm here in Central Australia and in the Northern Territory, no government's prepared to bite the bullet.
And John Boffa, the police are convinced, as you mentioned, the Northern Territory Police Association has come out strongly this week saying that, you know, the police are spending all their time putting drunk people in protective custody. It's soul-destroying work, mind-numbing, desensitising. And they say that the alcohol policies of the Territory have failed. The laws are generous, lightly regulated, and, as you said, support the vested interests of the alcohol industry. Beyond a floor price, calls for an independent review of alcohol sales and restrictions. What do you think that would deliver?
I think we could have a royal commission, we could have a review, but the reality is we know what needs to be done now. We know a floor price. We had a floor price for a week after one of the football carnivals, and the police themselves have reported that had a very massive impact for that week. So we know that works. We know that reducing takeaway training hours works. We know that one day a week with no takeaways, where everyone gets a rest, where everyone gets a break for a week, is a very effective strategy. So I'm more in favour of implementing what we know now works rather than having more reviews and commissions. But if Yes, go on.
No, just finally, I was going to say to you, presumably the politicians will be led by the voters to some degree on this. Is the community in Alice Springs divided? Some people don't want to lose access to alcohol when they want to have it if they perceive themselves as having no problem. Noting the comments by Reverend Basil Schill today, the local Lutheran pastor in Alice Springs, he says he's sick and tired of the death and family destruction that booze causes. Little kids going to their 100th funeral following an alcohol related death. Would you say that feeling is widespread in Alice Springs?
Yeah, look, I think there's widespread concern in the community, and the last time there was an effective or a proper random sample, scientific sample of the community was in 2000, and that sample showed the majority of the community support supply reduction measures. Unfortunately, in the Territory, this issue is a political football. We've got an election looming, and we have a country Liberal Party going to the election with a platform of removing all of the effective alcohol policies, the alcohol restrictions, the banned drinkers register, the photo ID system, and replacing that with prison farms. So as if we've already had in the news in the last few days the sad reality of the Northern Territory is the only jurisdiction where mentally incapacitated people are held in prison. Well, it seems like the Country Liberal Party want to build on that, and they want to create prison farms so that alcohol-addicted people, and again, alcohol dependence is a chronic relapsing disease of the brain, a form of mental illness, mm-hmm. They want to also incarcerate them. The cost of this policy is what Australian taxpayers are going to have to foot, and it won't work.
Okay.
So it can't be allowed to happen.
John Boffa, thank you very much for joining us again on Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Dr. John Boffa from the People's Alcohol Action Coalition. It's 9 minutes to 9.